Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hey everybody, it's me, Sam Stein, here with my man, Will Sommer, author of the False Flag newsletter, which you should be getting in your inbox twice a week. When you get it, that's up to Will. Sometimes he files in time and sometimes he doesn't. We'll see. Oh, don't laugh, Will. You know it's true.
Well, I like to keep everyone guessing.
Mostly me. We're here to talk about his latest edition, which honestly was so great because I was living it over the weekend. It is the new geolocation feature on X, formerly known as Twitter, and it set off an incredible amount of comedic relief, I would say, and a little bit of, laughing and pointing at a bunch of accounts that were exposed to be foreign accounts, pretending to be American accounts. Before we get into it, subscribe to the feed. We get great stuff like this. All right, Will, before we start at like all the people who were mocking everyone and pointing it out and all the infighting that's ensued, do you know why Twitter made this change where you can now look up the country of origin from the poster?
Yeah, I mean, so there's this Twitter executive or ex-executive, Nikita Beer, who had kind of been talking about how they were going to do this for a few weeks. I think there's this idea that Twitter has been overrun by AI, often slop, just kind of general kind of like stuff that is meant to get engagement, but it really has no value to it. And obviously that's because Elon Musk put in this thing where you get payouts based on the engagement you get. And I think economically, at least the theory is that I think for someone in a more developed country, it doesn't really, you don't make that much money. It doesn't make that much sense to just be sitting around doing this. But people in other countries,
the money goes further.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's
spoken like a man who doesn't get a lot of engagement.
true. I don't know what your payouts are looking like. But so,
I mean, for the record, I've not taken advantage of the payout system. Maybe I should. My tweets are not so bad. I get a lot of people dunking on me. That counts as engagement, right?
Well, you might as well get paid for it at that point.
Yeah, I'm just immolating myself online for free.
So you have these accounts that I think were long suspected to be kind of posing as Americans to generate money and kind of dabbling in American politics. And so then Twitter added this feature where you can see the country a user is posting from. And it went off like a bomb on the right, and it caused a lot of
trouble. Yeah, was there any warning that this was going to be applied, or just randomly show up one morning like Saturday and we're like, oh my God, this dude's from Bangladesh?
Yeah, there had been talk that they were going to add the feature in sort of the coming days, and then they added it permanently last weekend.
Okay. So like I wake up, a lot of people are doing like the whole screen grab, being like, you know, American Patriot 24 is actually from Serbia and look at this. And this griper is from like, you know, Estonia. And it's just like nonstop. And then it went like dark for a little bit, like the feature went off, but then went back online. But can you just sort of summarize like the sort of big picture takeaway of what happened on Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think the revelations were really that a lot of these kind of these engagement bait accounts that are posting either sort of controversial takes to get people to engage with them or that are just kind of like MAGA slop accounts that are posting, you know, like a picture. It's like retweet if you're a real Trumper and a picture of Carolyn Leavitt or something, that those were, you know, based in Bangladesh or Pakistan. And then the kind of the political valence really turned out to be that, as you mentioned, a lot of the Groyper accounts, the white nationalists following Nick Fuentes, a lot of them were revealed to be foreign as well. And so there was this, you know, we've talked a lot here about this kind of MAGA civil war that's going on, this fighting between Nick Fuentes, people like Candace Owens on one hand, Tucker Carlson, and people like Ben Shapiro, sort of more mainline Republicans on the other. And so for this kind of mainline crew, they said, wait a minute, is Nick Fuentes is falling? Is that all AstroTurf? Is that just guys in Pakistan? You know, maybe it was all fake.
Well, is it?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I think a lot of people there. I know I wanted the Groypers to be fake as well. But I think, you know, a lot of the accounts, people would make these graphics and they would say, oh, like kebab remover Groyper is fake. He's Serbian. And on one hand, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, he had a Serbian flag. He talked about being Serbian. I think he had a Slobodan Milosevic Groyper. So, yeah, I mean, we could have predicted this.
But, who doesn't?
well, that's such a common Groyper. But, you know, it also, I guess, on one hand, is just sort of like also shows you how American politics and culture war has really infected the world. There was a nurse named Red Pill Nurse who's always going on about how the 2020 election was stolen. And she turned out to be Belgian. And she says, well, look, yeah, I'm Belgian. But I'm also like a MAGA, the MAGA anti-vax nurse.
Yeah, there's something to that where it's like, okay, these Groyper accounts are Serbian. They're still getting tons of engagement. Like, people are still attracted to it. But, you know, then again, I want to just go through a couple of the ones that kind of caught our attention over the weekend. There was the America First account, America_First0, based in Bangladesh. I mean, that's just pretty misleading. Like, if you're going to be America First, you know, maybe be American. MAGA Nation X was based in Eastern Europe, non-EU Eastern Europe. You know, maybe not MAGA Nation, Make America Great Again. I guess it can apply to Eastern Europe. I don't know. There was an Ivanka Trump fan account that was based in Nigeria. I guess you can be an Ivanka Trump fan in Nigeria, but, you know, all that posting about how great Ivanka is, it kind of comes in a little differently when you know it's a Nigerian doing it. Doge Designer. That one's a pretty popular one that was based in India. So it's like, you know, I guess to me, there is some significance to it. It's like these people are trying to fuck with us a little bit, and yeah, maybe they're into American politics, but they don't have the same skin in the game, right?
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I mean, I think it also helps explain at least somewhat the kind of like deranged atmosphere on X, you know, in the past since Elon Musk took over, where it just feels like every time you open it, and particularly if you do the algorithmic feed like I do to get the really crazy stuff.
Oh,
like,
my God. Are you algorithmic?
Oh, always. Of course. That's how I get like just like, you know, full face right into it.
I don't even know. I can't even imagine. Well, you know what? I would love to live in your algorithm for like half a day and experience.
That's how I find the good insanity. Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's true.
So
what
so,
is like, I mean, what's like, what's your algorithm prioritizing for you right now? Like, is it just like pure
definitely anything about the kind of Ryan Lizza, Olivia Nuzzi story? I mean, that's a big one. but you know, also just like real MAGA Civil War stuff, I would say, because you know, I look so much into it. I mean, I think I would also add here that you know, we're talking about the different factions that were maybe foreign AstroTurf. The manosphere has been very hard hit here. Like, if there's a picture of a guy like smoking a cigar and saying, you know, like, don't let women hold you back from accumulating capital, like, that is probably a guy in India. I think we found out.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Wow. I will say over the weekend when this stuff was blowing up, I did change to the For You recommendation. It was kind of ironic because it was just filled with people surfacing these screenshots of the country of origin. It's like the For You algorithm is recommending a bunch of tweets showing how fake this platform actually is. It's like sort of self-destructive in a way. But the other part of this, in the irony that you noted in the newsletter, is that a lot of these people who complained about liberal hysteria over Russian election interference now are having to sort of come around and be like hysterical themselves about foreign bot interference in conservative politics.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we look back at 2016, and these are the same people who were saying, you know, or the right in general was saying, you know, that they're, this Russian bot thing is not real. Democrats are just kind of trying to blame foreign influence for Trump. But then you have people like Matt Walsh who's saying, you know, foreigners are, you know, meddling in our elections, our conversations about politics. You have Joel Pollack at Breitbart who just went out and said, we need a national security investigation of the bots. And then it gets even
funnier. Come on. Investigation of
we gotta catch, you know, based Groiper. We gotta get Tulsi Gabbard on the case.
Okay, and then you're going on. Sorry, interrupt.
Well, I was gonna say, I mean, and including people like Dave Rubin, who's a podcaster and was also saying, you know, this is foreign meddling. And of course, there's some irony here because a lot of the people, at least several of them now complaining about the bot problem, were themselves in the pay of a Russian propaganda effort.
You love the Tenet Media story.
It was so good, and it was such a brief look into that world when the indictment came down.
Why don't you remind the viewers what it was? Because they might not be as obsessed as you are.
I do. I love it. Tenet Media was a YouTube channel. It was like a YouTube super group of people like Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, Dave Rubin, Lauren Southern. And they were putting out this YouTube content that, to my mind, had no reason to exist. It was getting like 1,000 views. Maybe it was, I was wondering why these people were spending their time with it.
It was like well-produced stuff too. It was like production. Yeah.
It looked really good. And then the FBI helpfully looked into it for me and they found out that it was being funded by Russia Today to the tune of like comical amounts. I think Tim Pool in a year made several million dollars. I think Dave Rubin was making at least $100,000 per like 10-minute video. And his videos, by the way, were like America's funniest home videos. He would watch like people like falling down a flight of stairs and be like, another, that's a Dumbo. And then Russia was like, do svidaniya, you know? And so now he's saying, or he claims he didn't know the money came from Russia, but now he's saying, you know, this foreign propaganda, it's got to stop.
Yeah, the Tenet Media thing was kind of funny. How did they not know where the money was coming from? Or they just didn't even bother asking. Either one is a bad explanation. Let me ask you a question about Twitter. Like, I haven't seen if Elon's been defending the new system, but it does seem to cut against a lot of what he had been doing early on. Like, he had gotten rid of all, like, the real verification stuff. There's so much anonymous accounts. The blue check mark became kind of pointless, right? This is like a kind of a step in the opposite direction, finally, and it's kind of refreshing, right? At least we have some sort of identification of who these people are. But I don't know. Has he defended it? And I guess if you had your druthers, since you're on there all the time, like, are there additional steps you would like to see them take? I'm springing this question on you because we didn't prep for this one, but I am kind of curious what you would suggest.
As far as I know, I don't think I've seen Elon really defend it. I mean, I think that this executive, this Nikita Beer guy, is supposed to be like kind of like the usability user experience king. He's been brought in recently. Right. And so he's supposed to be kind of like cleaning it up after Elon made such a mess of it. And so right. I don't know if this was kind of some kind of sop to him to I do think, like, as we discovered with this, people on the right, which is certainly an audience Elon listens to, were really mad about this idea. I think that maybe their own crazy making divisive voices were getting drowned out by ones from abroad. And the other, in terms of changes, I mean, I would like to see, and a lot of people are calling for this, I'd like to see a little flag icon right next to the name, because, you know, I think that would, then you don't have to kind of click through. And in general, I wouldn't mind if there was some kind of deprioritizing of these accounts that, like, I mean, they're almost like voices in your head when you're on there enough, where it's like, if a man doesn't pay $1,000 for a date, you know, it's over. And then, you know, people go, what? You know, it just makes you nuts.
No, I agree with that. I do. I think this was like a much needed step, honestly. These accounts are unreal. I mean, it's gotten to the point where it's like, I don't even look at the replies because it's just a bunch of like anonymous people who I assume are just bot farms, but whatever. But it's nice. Honestly, it's nice to be able to now click and say, oh no, you're from like Albania. Great. Cool. I don't have to pay attention. All right, man. Well, listen, it was good reporting. I'm glad that you, you did it. I'm happy that you're, you know, surviving your For You feed. And we look forward to the next dispatch. Okay.
I'm diving back in. I'm sure there's plenty of domestically
you can't produced, get enough
crazy stuff to get as well.
I'm a little bit worried about your addictions. Okay. Well, Summer, ladies and gentlemen, to help him out, subscribe to the False Flag newsletter and subscribe to our YouTube feed where you get great content like this. Hey, Will, talk to you later, bud.
See you later.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.